They don't put bread in the oven to make the house smell nice and homey. Federal real estate practitioners use their creativity to improve how the government sustains and manages billions of dollars in assets, and how it provides working space for millions of employees. For nearly two decades, the General Services Administration has conducted an awards program for real property best practices. Joining me with more, Alexander Kurian, Deputy Associate Administrator in GSA's Office of Asset and Transportation Management. Alexander, good to have you on.
Thank you.
Tell us about this contest. I guess my question is, what is left to learn in federal real estate management at this point?
I mean, primarily, as you know, that GSA is definitely one of the largest public real estate organizations in the world. I mean, with an inventory of almost 9,600 assets and with over 375 million square feet of rentable space in all 50 states and outside, six U.S. territories, and of course, D.C. And, you know, given the size and influence of GSA's portfolio across government and across the world, I would say GSA is definitely the leader in many facets of real estate, including green building designs, sustainable operations and maintenance, and of course, historic preservation. So our administrator, as well as the PBS commissioner, Norm Dong, being on the forefront, promoting efficiency, innovation, and sustainability across federal government. And so this program that is managed by the Office of Government-Wide Policy, established back in 1997, is primarily became the catalyst for the agencies across government to improve real property management and recognize definitely the outstanding innovative management practices that our wonderful employees do across government. So that being the focus. So the program itself focus on three areas. One is workplace innovation, sustainability, and definitely asset management. And, of course, the ideas that comes into us nomination covers a broad spectrum of ideas, such as business practices, asset management and planning, information services, and sustainability. And also, of course, we can leave out workplace and human capital strategy.
So the implication of this is that there is no cookie-cutter approach to how the federal government takes care of and puts people into buildings.
I mean, definitely, it is. You know, that is the right approach. It is not a cookie cutter because you're looking at the real estate. The platform is driven by the mission of the agency. So, you know, when you rent a space at DOJ versus State Department versus GSA, you know, it is driven by the mission, what the mission requirements are. But still, this program some kind of lean towards replication. And when you look at innovation, for example, I can give you a couple of examples. When GSA itself, you know, back in 2012, you know, won the workplace innovation category. You know, about a couple of years later, GSA was able to come in and replicate that across the GSA headquarters building, which was to bring together the concept of hoteling, space sharing, and more of a prototypical workplace that significantly reduced the cost. And also, we were able to add another 1,000-plus employees into the headquarters building. And so by doing those kind of innovative concept into federal space, being on the forefront, especially in these days when we are so tight in our budget environment, and also still the mission continues to grow. So you have to find those kind of innovative ideas for us to implement across government.
We're speaking with Alexander Kurian. He's Deputy Associate Administrator in GSA's Office of Asset and Transportation Management. And in the part of this call for entries that deals with asset management, are you finding that people come up with ways, maybe different ways of dealing with landlords, different ways of structuring, say, maintenance and so forth for buildings that can take care of the assets, take care of the buildings in some ways and save money for the government?
Yes. I mean, we've been surprised, I don't know, in the last 19 years or so, you know, we have received over 500 plus entries into this program. And you'd be surprised, you know, sometimes we sit there, try to evaluate these nominations and find that one is definitely better than the other by, you know, because of they are so unique. And often, you know, unfortunately, federal employees do get beat up for not being innovative. But in this case, I am so proud to say that, you know, the asset managers across government and the real property officers across government are clearly showing that they are definitely thinking outside the box when we look at and read through these nominations for awards. And I can highlight a couple of them that we have seen back in 2011. GSA's Natural Gas Acquisition Program won the first place for Workplace Innovation category. What does that mean? It simply promoted the best in people, process, and technology to deliver a reliable, transparent, and competitive, and ultimately cost-effective approach to procuring natural gas, the cleanest burning fossil fuel. So what happened is that we knew that the small agencies out there could not do this by themselves because GSA has the buying power that nobody else has. So right now, that program from 2011 has grown into serving almost 40-plus government agencies, including VA, Bureau of Prisons, Architect of the Capitol, and, of course, GSA's PBS, Public Building Services, is using it. So huge, huge, because this program, I would say that in this past few years, been able to save almost $59 million for the American taxpayers.
And is the idea contest open to people outside of the GSA's building service? And can anyone enter?
Yes, this program is open to all agencies and sub-agencies across government.
Alexander Kurian is Deputy Associate Administrator in GSA's Office of Asset and Transportation Management. Thanks so much for joining me.
Definitely. Thank you so much for having me.
And that call for entries has a deadline of August 22nd. Read more about the program and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.